Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. The Butts Barn here. Oh, Gabe, it's longer. It's longer than 5 seconds. Yeah. It was seven. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. The Butts Barn here. My name's Isaac Butterfield. It's an absolute pleasure to be in your ears, wherever you happen to be, or in front of your eyes if you're very exciting and like to come over to the YouTube side of things. This podcast is available on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube as well. And if you want to listen to these live every single week, head over to Patreon for $1 a month. Shout out to the Patreon people who are watching this live. Otherwise, it comes out for free every single Wednesday. Bluey Nielsen is my co-host each and every week. Josh Nielsen, how you doing? Big dick.
I'm good, mate. Good.
The Daily Blue is your Instagram. People can go check you out there. How's the blue? How's the Daily Blurter going?
It's quiet.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. As always, mate. It's quiet.
Mate, we have got a very exciting show today. We have producer Gabe. He's going to go through something.
Gabe's being initiated. Gabe's just been recently employed by you.
Employed by me. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be different.
First time on camera on the show.
Oh, so you just pop on like that, do you? First time on camera for the show. But I wanted to talk about something completely, two things completely off topic. First of all, there's a new addition to the table. If you look to your left, there is two new additions to the table. Can you see them?
Is that those? I mean, I haven't got my glasses on, so I'm just going to do my best to describe them.
You can pick them up.
I don't know if I want to.
I think you should.
From a distance, it looks as though it's an asshole, a gaping asshole, a ceramic gaping asshole.
I think you'd be correct in saying there's two gaping ceramic assholes.
One of them belongs to a male because there's a penis and testicles out the back of
it. That is correct.
And one is a female because there's a vagina hanging out the back of the gaping anus. Are these ashtrays? What are these? No,
these are pen holders, I believe. Someone sent us two gaping assholes. I don't know if they represent us or I'm a bit of a gaping asshole myself. And you know what? It really brightened my mood because it's been a tough week this week.
What's wrong? That's great, by the way.
Thank you. I just feel like this week's been tough because I feel like I've been taken for a ride.
In what way?
Well, stop laughing, Claire. This is serious. You may as well leave your microphone on here, Gabe, because you're involved.
Here we go.
I feel like I've been taken for a ride this week because, I don't know, you run a company. You run a business.
I do run a business, yeah. I've got employees.
And sometimes one of your employees will do something and you just go,
what are you thinking?
Why do I bother?
Yeah.
And I had that moment the other day. You know, I like to think I'm pretty fair.
Mate, if there's one thing you are, it's fair.
I'm pretty fair. I don't like to be strong-armed.
And people do try and take advantage of you sometimes because you're so fair.
I think I'm too fair. Maybe I need to be a harder man.
Well, I don't know, but I do think sometimes that people see that nice side of you and they try and get it over you a little bit. Well, what do you reckon?
I was recently...
This is shocking.
I recently received a message.
I don't know if I want to.
I recently received a message from someone. I won't name any names. I won't name any names, but I don't know. How much do you pay someone? Like, that's a tough question.
It depends what they're doing.
Yeah. Like if they're working like what? 10 hours a week, maybe 12.
Yeah, it depends what they're doing.
Yeah, well, what about if they were just sitting in front of a computer, like clipping together some idiot screaming at a camera?
I mean, you know how I feel about people who work inside, mate. Anyone who works inside is a pussy in my opinion.
So maybe, you know, a couple of hundred, fair bit.
Yeah, it's been 12 hours a week, $30 an hour, maybe.
Maybe 20 hours a week on a busy week.
Cool.
What would you do if I came to your business and I said, hey, listen. Or what about this? If you said, hey, come up with a number and I came back as like what? Like let's say, for example, a 22-year-old or whatever he is.
Hypothetically speaking. Just imagine this kid's 22.
Like what
a
if
he's talented, handsome 22-year-old.
What if I said
talented and handsome, yes.
What if I said, hey, listen, I think I'm worth for 20 hours a week $1,600 a week?
I mean,
I stand by that.
You'd be laughed off. You'd be laughed off my job site. Do you reckon?
Well,
did this happen to you?
Well, I may or may not have hired someone recently. And he came to me, and basically what he did is, to Claire and I, held a knife to our throat.
It did sound like you rang me in a panic.
A panic.
From Perth.
And I said, you will not believe what, let's call him Geeb.
Yeah, just hide.
Keep him anonymous.
Keep him anonymous. We don't want to embarrass him. Let's call him Geeb. His name's Gabe. It's Gabe.
It's Gabe, talking
about Gabe.
We're talking
about Gabe. Gabe came to me and wanted nearly $2,000, $100,000 a year to push the buttons on this fucking program.
Shoot he for wants the stars, baby.
He wants me. He wants me bankrupt. He wants me out of my house. You know what he said?
I saw the Raptor. I thought he's balling.
Yeah.
And you know what? I said that. So Butty rang me from Perth, and I was fucking hammered drunk. I'd been out on the Friday, and I'd not long woken up. And you know when you wake up and you're still pissed? And he started talking to me about it, and I was fucking rolling laughing.
It was very, very funny.
1,600. I said, but what I did say, Gabe, is I said, you know what? Good on him for fucking asking for it.
I do agree with
and
that.
And I did say, that's fucking ballsy.
Yep.
Ridiculous ballsy, right? As it is, it's ballsy. And if you don't ask, you don't get.
So
while we are taking the piss, and I'm going to continue to take the piss.
That's fair.
But this is a piss take sandwich.
The $1,600 man.
That's way better than my last nickname.
And I will continue to take the piss, but it is ballsy, and you do have to have balls in this world if you want to get anything.
And if you want to get ahead, you have to say that you have to do these type of things.
Of course. Thanks, you do. Boys. But 1,600, mate, that is fucking taking the piss.
So it is my melancholy duty to inform everyone that if we can't afford the rent anymore here.
I mean,
we can't. We've had to borrow money off Bluey.
And that's grim because I owe a lot.
It's grim. So what we've decided to do is ask for everyone's help out there. We've started a telethon. And Gabe, we have a video for you to watch.
Yep.
Isaac's put the call out to some of his powerful friends who are going to help us raise the money for your insane salary request.
So Gabe, can you turn your camera on and play this video? And we want to see your reaction to what has been going on.
Hey, hey, guess who it is? No, not him either. Frenchie, remember? You hooked up with me?
So first one's Frenchie.
You remember? Yeah, anyway, I've got a proposition for you. Since I gave you a fucking sick orgasm, I'm going to need some money. I'm thinking $800. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but there's this bloke, Gabe. Again, he's trying to charge $1,600 a week to edit fucking shit clips. I don't have that kind of money. I can't pay that to see his clips. Yeah, so I was thinking one orgasm, $800. That's a fucking deal. Gabe doesn't give no one orgasms. Oh!
Also reasonable.
Wait, what? Oh, that's right. Nah, that's right. I gave you chlamydia, not orgasms. My bad. Okay, put your mum on the phone. She hung up. See how ridiculous it is, Gabe? You see?
G'day, guys. Elliot Loney here, obviously joining the appeal to help raise money for Gabe's wage. Is obviously a very important cause for
you're
Gabe.
Fucking kidding.
And we're going to need all the help we can get, which is why I've engaged the services of some of my favourite celebrity friends to help raise the bar, so to speak, because he's asking for an exorbitant amount of money. So we're going to need all the help we can get. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matthew McConaughey. Now, I've joined this crusade, I guess you could say, pilgrimage for Gabe's own hedonistic desires to raise money for himself, because he has taken the Butchman. Butchman's a very good friend of Matthew McConaughey's. Taken the Butchman podcast for ransom. Now, we're going to need you to reach into those pockets. Whatever money you have, put it on the table right now, because we're going to need all the money we can get for this.
No podcast. Fucking way.
Hello, everybody. It's Rafael Nadal here.
Rafael Nadal, ladies and gentlemen.
To help raise money for Gabe's wage.
You got some powerful friends.
He has strong-armed my friend, the Batsman, Isaac Butterfield. And we need you to reach into your wallets, pull out a few pesos, pull out a few francs, whatever you have in your wallet, and give it to us, because we're going to need a lot of assistance.
Oh my god.
Dave Hughes. Yeah. Just joined the appeal to help raise money for Gabe's wage, yeah? Yeah, reaching your pockets, guys, yeah? Because Gabe's a burglar.
What?
Tapes of what?
Fake news. Burglar.
Oh, no, about gay man. Don't take my good bloke. Don't take my good guy. Oh, yeah.
This guy's
really I'm asking people from the goodness of their heart for Gabe. Let's come together and donate to Gabe's wage. Whether it's a gold coin donation or a spare $100, we need to keep the quality of life for great producers like Gabe.
Thank you,
so
John.
Do your part.
He gets it.
And donate to Gabe's wage.
Hi, I'm Lewis Spears, a 28-year-old man with braces and a slight lisp. But somehow, I've got less problems than Isaac does. Because currently, Isaac Butterfield is being held hostage by Gabe the editor, who seriously requested $1,600 a week for 20 hours of editing work just to make Instagram clips with poorly spelled subtitles in them. Oh, Gabe, you're a monster.
That's a fair
but what
call
we need
back
to do now is help Isaac, who is currently being extorted. So please, buy merchandise. Send money directly to Isaac's PayPal because he needs your help. And if there's one thing that I know and that Gabe knows, it's that an editor needs to be paid twice the average medium Australian wage to work half the average Australian medium amount. And an editor is much more important than a nurse because making clips that well piss said off people with blue hair is much more important than saving lives. Or at least that's couldn't what Gabe thinks. So please, send money to Isaac, buy his merchandise,
or
mail cash directly to his home address, which he will tell you after this video. Thank you. Please help save Isaac from his greedy, greedy editor,
greedy
who can
game
kind of spell.
Join the fight against editors' rights.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Big well thank played you, Frenchie, Elliot Loney, John Caterous, and Lou Spears.
I nailed it, man.
Fucking hilarious.
That was fucking funny.
Hopefully we get some cash come in because that's crazy.
We also had Vegan Booty lined up, but she hadn't sent one through yet. So.
Oh, was she going to do one?
She said, yeah, I'm on.
What a legend.
She, but I tell you what.
Can we edit that in post so everyone can see that? Because that's fucking hilarious.
Well, people should have seen that then. I'm not 100%
sure. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, hopefully they did.
Hopefully they did. But otherwise it'll be on the video when we put this up on Friday. But wow.
Yeah.
That was great.
And I mean, as funny as it is, hopefully it gets out there and we get some money.
Yeah, head over to Patreon, $1 a month. They'll pay Gabe's wage. Gabe's wage.
That's our new fucking...
Gabe's wage. Hashtag Gabe's wage. Tell me, Gabe, your reaction, please, to all of that.
I'm humbled. I mean, you know, I've always thought, you get what you ask for in life. And look, it didn't pan out this time, but I'm humbled to have all these people know who I am, even though they think I'm a greedy pig now. But no, that was really funny, and I actually am very grateful to be a part of the team.
Oh,
it's exciting!
What a great season! Gabe's been freaking out all day.
Yeah, he was panicking, and rightly so. That's pretty funny.
Well, Lewis nailed it with his. He fucking put music in and all that type of stuff. So
the boys
appreciate
all did
that.
Well.
They all did great. So go shout out to all those guys. They've all been on the show and all will be in the future. So
John's going to be at the live show.
John, yep. John Benet Ramsey. He's going to be, I can never say Caruso, right?
Caruso.
JBK. He's going to be at the live show, which is
Sunday
next week. That's why we snuck in an extra episode today, because we needed to get to 50. We couldn't have the 50th anniversary show without actually doing 50 shows.
We crunched the numbers and we were going to land on like 49.
Yeah, which is a bit rude.
We've squeezed an extra episode in this week to get us up to the 50.
So, but a very... what's very exciting is you're going to be doing stand-up for the first time in front of not for the first time now. It's going to be your second time. But at the live show, Bluey's going to be doing stand-up. Now, that will only be seen by the people there, and we might put some clips on Patreon, but it's going to be very, very exciting. Remember, $1 a month. But tonight is a very exciting night for you. It is your first time getting on stage and doing stand-up, and I am super pumped for you because I can remember my first time. Very nervous, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But you get up there and you just get it done. And
yeah.
As long as you hit your punchlines when you need them and you have your tags going, I think you're going to fucking kill it. I think you're a natural. And the more effort you put into writing and all that type of stuff, I think you're going to go a very long way.
That's very kind. You've been into me for, without exaggerating, years. And yeah. Like when I say years.
4 years?
I reckon longer, because you had a podcast called To the Missing the Point.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
So
I did too.
How long ago was that?
That's like 6 or 7 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and we did. I came as a guest on that at someone's apartment on Brunker Road.
Steve White. I wonder if I can find that episode.
Try and dig it up, because I came on it. We went for fucking ages too.
Yeah.
But it was on that. That was, so let's call that seven. I reckon that could be 7 years ago. And you said to me, you were like, you got to do stand up. And I was like, yeah, whatever, cunt.
Oh, I had a fucking website. Oh, no.
Yeah, you did have a website. But yeah, you've been into me for literally that long to do it. And this podcast probably been a big, I don't know, factor. And also, well, yeah, no, probably more the podcast than anything.
Yeah.
Just because you get used to talking and we're very fortunate too. We have a very supportive audience. Like people message me all the time and go, you're funny. People also message me all the time and say, you suck as well.
That is very true.
I just tune out and listen to the good stuff.
Yeah, you got to listen to the good stuff. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. Just muffle out anything else. And
it was 2015, so 7 years ago.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm excited. I've been doing some writing. How did you, when you rehearse, how and where, how do you, as in like by yourself, do you read it out loud in front of the mirror?
I don't really read it out in front of the mirror.
When I started,
I did.
Yeah. I've been in the car for the last 2 days just talking to myself.
Yeah, like that's
4
fine.
4 minutes of a set.
And that's where you get a lot of tags from.
Yeah, because you say it out loud and then you go, oh, actually.
Yeah, you have something in there. Yeah. So when I started, I was working in like a sales sort of role, but I was working by myself. So I was often in the office by myself. So I'd just talk out loud and sort of, in that job, I just sort of basically spent my entire time working on stand-up.
Cool.
Which was great. And a lot of people are in jobs. You're not so much in a job where you can do that.
I was. When I used to, the other job I had before I started the business, I used to just write articles all day because we did nothing. Yep. So I would punch out like 3 or 4 articles a day.
Yeah.
Which is great when you've got the time.
So yeah. And that's what it all is. And particularly with writing stand-up is you have to actually put time away to get in there and write it. But when I first started out, I had 5 minutes of material. And the night, so you're going tonight to the Newcastle Comedy Club to do an open mic set, your first one. So you got to get there, you got to sign up. And I think, like, you know, the old butts could pull some strings, but I think you should run it like everyone else. And I think that's the way to do it is, you know, get there, sign up, say good day, all that type of stuff.
Oh, because if you pull some strings and I go badly,
it's going to look good.
That's bad for both of us.
Well, I said to you tonight, because no one gives a shit about me there. In fact, I think vastly bad things about me.
Yeah, you said to me, I was going to mention, I had like a joke and I was going to mention that we did the podcast together.
Yeah.
And you were like,
Probably don't.
Leave that out.
Leave that for the live show because it'll go down absolutely piss poorly.
Lead balloon.
So you get there, you sign up and then you just wait your turn. And it's literally as just like getting called up to do a speech at school, except people are drinking and you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing. You'll see a lot of people really bomb hard.
Yeah.
You'll see some people do really well. It really depends on who they are, how long they've been doing stand-up and how long they've been doing that material.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think might fuck with people starting at open mics, not so much with you, you've been around for a while, but they see people do really, really well at an open mic night. They go, fuck, I'm so far off that. Now, that's either because, okay, maybe you are so far off that, maybe you just need to work on it, or maybe they've been doing stand-up for a long time and they've just been doing open mics for a long time and maybe they've honed this set to have a really good 5 minutes. Mm. And so they kill, but in reality, they're not trying anything new.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything. They're not doing the work, that type of thing. So I think tonight will be really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Claire and I are going to go and Gabe is, of course, Gabe's going to go because he's contractually obligated to be there.
Well, for the money he's asking, he will go where he's told.
He's going to drive to Sydney and back just for because I told him to.
No, it'll be good. I actually went last week, but I didn't get there in time to sign up.
Right, so what was it like?
Mate, really cool room.
I haven't been there yet, so I'm looking forward to
it. It's really cool. So it's where we're doing the live show.
Yeah, so I guess I probably should.
You probably should go and check it out. Yeah. It's really cool. It's like it's a small room. But very cozy and really nice.
Yep.
Loads of nice beers on the bar. Yep. $10 a pop though. It's not cheap. But they're nice beers. There's no new or gold, unfortunately.
Yep.
Like you said, the hosts were really good. And then there's everything like from people who have got a really sharp sort of, I think everyone gets 4 minutes or you first 15 blokes or girls get four minutes and then 3 minutes after that or whatever. But there was people that had a really, really sharp 4 minutes and there was people who were all over the place. And then there was like everything in between. Mm. But like you say, it's good. You know, okay, this is definitely not this guy's first time. Or this guy's fucking seems like he's quite drunk as well.
For sure.
So it's just everything in between, but it's good to see how it works. And
you hear all kinds of just strange human beings. I remember when I first started, maybe a couple of years in, Peter Hoare started turning up, the serial pest. He was like there and he now lives on the streets.
Yeah.
And he's just a fucking...
He's fucked up.
He's a bit fucked up. And he was just get on stage with this guitar out of tune and just scream about the government. And that's like, you know, it goes from me, who's a professional comedian, to that.
Yeah.
That's the combo meal at the fucking open mic night. Yeah. That's what you're getting. And that's what you pay for. But that's important.
Of course it is.
I think it's really important to do that.
And it looks like, because prior to this, you'd obviously have much more of an idea than I did, but I don't know if there was actually a designated comedy club in Newcastle. Like there was pubs and stuff.
There was not a club.
No, but there was pubs and stuff that would do comedy nights, but like an actual designated comedy club.
So I don't know. For the longest time, the open mics were done at the Crown and Anchor.
The Cranker.
The Clown and Anchor, they called it when I first started. Very good pun. There were comedy nights at the Oriental Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was JB, Maitland Comedy Club. He did a lot of paid stuff up around Maitland. We're actually coming back in December.
Nice.
Well, you should get a spot on it.
Yes, love to.
Beautiful. And so we've got some big names, but it's basically we've planned it so it's just like our group of friends, particularly ones we started out with, like people you know, like Matt Reddy, he'll be there. I guess I can reveal Frenchie's going to be there too.
Hey.
And some other guys that I started out with, and we just haven't seen each other in years. So it'll be a really fun night to have a couple of beers. I think we're going to hire an Airbnb and just go and source it up. So
nice.
That'll be cool. Bit of a Christmas party.
Nice.
And then around, I ran a few, and that was about it around here. And basically when you're starting out in comedy, the only way to make money is to run the night.
Yeah.
So that's why all these people who run the open mic nights, who run these type of things, these shows, they're all comics and they know that they can't make money unless they're doing this. Even if you drive to Sydney, which I did every Sunday for months, 2 hours there, two and a half hours there, 2.5 hours back, and then I might go on a Wednesday as well. Mate, you'd be looking at, you know, what's that, 30, 40 bucks in petrol maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a parking ticket, you got to buy dinner out. Yeah, whatever it is, and you're not getting paid.
You got to want to do it.
So you really got to want it. You know, and even the people that sort of quote unquote make it, you're looking at the people who are on the telly, like on the ABC, and that man, they're not getting paid much.
No.
They're not getting paid much at all.
It's like anything that's like a passion.
Not everyone's got a Raptor.
No, there's not many comics I know have Raptors.
That's
probably strange. You and Rogan.
Oh, yes, Rogan.
Yeah, it's like any passion project. It seems like. You just got to do it because you love it, and you have to just assume you're not going to see anything from it for
a long time,
potentially ever. And just you have to, like you say, like driving to Sydney and so much money out of your own pocket. You got to love it.
Yeah,
it's like footy for a lot of people. Like,
yeah,
footy's a fucking hard game, and the 0.5% get to play it professionally. Everyone else does it because they enjoy it, like the training and the food and all that shit is just because you enjoy it, and then you get to have a game, and that's it. You know, it's only the top echelon that ever see any Ford Raptors
what is
from
it? Is it the top like 1-2% something like that?
Oh, if that. Yeah, of people that play, it'd be tiny.
I'm just going to message Little Dicky for a coffee because I am waiting. Well, I only had two coffees today. I usually have like 4 or 5.
Well, so. That's not good.
What do you mean?
You can't be having that many coffees.
Why?
Can you get me one as well?
Yeah.
And then the Patreon this week, we thought we might Gabe... Obviously contractually obligated, going to come and do a bit of filming.
Yeah, are you able to film some stuff tonight? Just not so much a Bluey set. We
just,
don't want to give that
just
away.
A bit of before,
I think we do a bit of like a lead up and maybe a post-match interview or something.
Yes.
So behind the scenes.
But
after
NHS.
It all goes terribly.
BHS?
BTS.
BTS. Behind the scenes.
Belmont High School.
What are you going for? You need that coffee. Mel. Claire! Coffee! Yeah, no, it'll be good.
Poor Dicky, she'll be freaking out. She'll go, oh, sorry. So yeah, no, it's going to be great. So what are your feelings going into tonight?
Nervous, definitely nervous. But also,
is Jessie coming along?
She messaged me, but she has cricket training tonight. She plays cricket,
so she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Don't you hate it?
Yeah.
So last week we learned she bought a dildo and now we know that she's a lesbian. This is what we're learning about your beautiful soon-to-be wife.
It's a sham.
It's a goddamn shame is what it is.
Excited, but definitely nervous. But I've done like heaps of weddings. Always, my mates all ask me to MC their weddings.
Fine.
Yeah, and like footy prezos and all that shit.
You've done it before.
The difference with this is weddings, generally, you know a few people. You know a lot of people. Footy prezos, you know everyone. This is a room full of strangers. And the stuff I'd say at a wedding or a footy prezo is far from what I'm going to be tossing up tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be, yeah. So, but I'm excited. It's good.
Yeah.
Anytime you ever get like nervous or apprehensive about something, generally a good thing. It always has been in my
means you care.
Experience. Means you care, and it means if you can push yourself past it.
Yes. You learn a lot about yourself.
You do.
It's like we always come back to playing sport and like having a run or whatever, playing footy into some big boppers and getting smashed, knowing you're going to get smashed.
Yeah.
Doing that anyway, even though you know what's going to happen, is a very good attribute for a lot of people. It either means you're brave and you're tough or you're dumb.
Or you're dumb. Both great qualities.
Double combo meal for me, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, so who is there that sort of you look up to stand-up-wise? Is there anyone that sort of stands out?
Like in this room or? Because Gabe has been unreal since he came on board.
That like
comedians that
who you've watched in the past. Man.
So Gervais, Ricky Gervais, I was a big fan of The English Office growing up, and I pretty much, I wouldn't say everything he's done because I didn't love like, I haven't really watched Afterlife and like those things.
It's okay.
All these stand-up specials I think are great.
Yeah.
Like Humanity and Supernature and Gervais is massive. Dave Chappelle, love Chappelle, same thing, love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chappelle show. Like, I remember when I was young, watched all the Chappelle show. And then I actually saw him at Sydney Opera House just after he'd come back from when he left Chappelle show. And he wasn't anywhere near. He was just on the comeback trail.
Okay.
And he said it was like going really, really poorly for him. He's like, fuck, this could be it.
Really?
And then you look at what's happened now. Yeah, he's like back. He's the biggest in the world.
Because he did jokes that offended people and he got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now he's just enormous.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Gervais, Chappelle, I mean, all the big names, funnily enough, like Swing Off Rogan's Dick Enough, haven't seen a great deal of his stand-up.
Yeah.
Only what's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You probably know him more for the podcast than that.
For sure.
Which I'd say probably a lot of people do. But
which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, his stand-up is very different to his podcast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's not true. He's a conversationalist on stage.
For sure.
And I think, you know, there's people who are like that and there's comics who aren't like that.
Yeah. Tim Dillon is one that's really interesting because he just had a Netflix special come out and I love the Tim Dillon show.
I haven't seen
it. It's really different. So he's like, it's really different to his podcast, like really different.
What's the difference?
In his pod, he just rants.
Yeah.
He goes down these crazy, like just rants, really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And his stand-up seemed more structured. Which makes sense. You're not just going to get on stage and rant, but like Bill Burr seems to rant in his stand-up and I think he's got a podcast where he's fairly ranty as well. Tim Dillon just seemed quite structured, like you set up punchline, blah, 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 which was different because I'd only listened to his podcast.
Well, you now know what the writing process is like. And for for some people, they might rant on stage and it may come across as really, not saying that Bill Burr does this, but it may come across like it's really genuine, but they've practiced it 100 times.
Yeah,
so it
might
be a bit bullshit. And I think a lot of people do that, which is fine. If people are laughing, then you're doing your job.
Who doesn't gives matter. A shit, right? Bill Burr was really funny. Like he was just on Tim Dillon and he was saying like, it doesn't matter. Like because Tim, everyone pumps his tires up and Burr said, mate, there's a thousand ways to skin a cat.
Yep.
Like it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're sort of making people laugh.
As long as people enjoy themselves. Like, you know, I go out and I charge whatever I charge for a ticket.
Extortion. Talk about extortion.
Mate, in Perth, like $100 for the front, like 6 rows.
That's good.
They all sold. What about this? In Perth.
Did you say 800 a night? 800 people a night?
Yeah.
That's for 2 nights?
Yeah, give me another Raptor.
That's awesome. I was just talking about the numbers. That's great.
It was really cool. And then we went to Manjimup.
Yeah. You've said this place now. I still don't think you've nailed it. You've told me like 4 times
when Manjimups. I was pissing off the whole town because I kept going, oh, fucking Manjimup. Stupid name.
I still don't think that's how it's pronounced.
It's Manjimup. Manjimup. Mangy, they call it.
Mange, just go.
Fucking shithole. Never go there again. But, yeah, it was good. It was great. I enjoyed Perth. But what I was going to say was because that show had been on for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like selling tickets for 2 years, cancelled, like started selling at the start of COVID and then finally did the show a year after COVID ended or whatever, somewhere in the middle, sort of maybe after the first lockdown ended, we put the show on sale. I think it was around that, 2 years. There was 100 people. So it was empty seats. 100 people didn't show.
Yeah.
Because I still got paid, so I don't give a fuck. Stay at home, dickhead. They didn't show because either they forgot about it.
Yeah.
They were busy.
Yeah.
Two people had died.
Since they got
yes.
to. How did you learn that?
They told me. Well, they didn't tell me.
The dead people didn't tell you shit.
The people at the venue, and we did refund them, so that's nice. Well,
not the full price.
Not half price. Well, what are you going to do with it? You're dead. Thank you, but you can walk in front of the camera. Of course you can.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
Thank you, dear.
You're an angel.
What bugs?
Which one have I got?
You've got poo.
Oh, they said bugs.
No,
I was like, did you put bugs in the thing?
Thank you, Clary. You're an angel.
Did you like Gabe's trial by fire?
Spears was the best.
I know, Lewis nailed it.
I love Frenchie, you know I do. But
Louis nailed it. Go and check out Lewis Spears' channel. He's having some issues at the moment with his mouth too.
Yeah, he's got some metal in the mouth.
Thank you, dear. Yeah, I'm not across the whole situation. I was going to have him on the show and then it just didn't work out time-wise because he was in Newcastle and I was
fucking having
chicken burgers or something.
Yeah.
But
quiche.
Quiche. That's what we're having for dinner tonight.
Quiche.
We better finish this show up. But he had to cancel the show up in the Gold Coast because he's just in heaps of pain.
Shit.
So the whole structure of his mouth has had to change. So I'm butchering it, I'm sure. But what the basic gist of it is he has to change the shape of his mouth to improve his health, his breathing and all this type of stuff. Is that right? Yeah. What do you know?
Oh, well, that's why it was cool. I actually follow Lewis as well. But right. So from what I know, he was really struggling breathing and like it was affecting his sleep.
Yes.
Like he was exhausted all the time and all that type of stuff. So that's what this reconstruction's helping.
Okay, great. And that's what he posted about a while ago. And he's like, all I remember from it is, yeah, the doctor said this is really going to improve my health. And you know, anything that's worth doing often takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and sacrifice. And hopefully for old Lou that he comes out of it better at the end, because that's fucked. Like, you know, I know when you're like, whenever you go to the dentist and you get a tooth removed and that type of stuff, fuck, it knocks you around.
I've never had any fillings or anything.
Really?
Yeah, I brush my teeth.
Fucking
give that a go, guys. I've never had a filling.
How often do you go to the dentist?
Fuck, never. I don't get toothaches, I've got no cavity. Like,
when was the last time you went to the dentist?
Fuck. Maybe when I got a mouth guard fitted before I went over to England in fucking 20.
So no wonder you haven't had any fillings because you haven't been there.
Yeah, but don't you like get a toothache and go, oh,
no.
Why do you need fillings then?
Because that's when the decay is starting. You're full of fucking fillings.
My head could be full of holes.
It looks like cheese. Nah. Every one of your teeth looks like a big Swiss cheese. There's little mice crawling through it.
Oh, they feel good.
Well, I'll pay for you to go to the dentist, not to get the fillings done, but I'll pay for your checkup covered by Medicare.
yeah. Maybe I should go then.
What about this? Would you go for the show? The show will pay for it. And Gabe and I are going to guess, and you can guess, how many fillings you're going to need.
We could do that.
Oh, I'm going to say 7.
That'd be a good, do an episode from the dentist chair.
Yeah. Well, I know the dentist down the road. He's a really good guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be funny.
We can tee it up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going
to
say.
That could be like Patreon exclusive.
And
we'll go Patreon.
All right, Patreon, that's coming to you.
We'll go for a checkup.
We go for a checkup. I've got to go anyway, so.
Well, we'll go together.
We'll go together.
Yeah.
So I'm saying 7. Gabe, where are you at?
I'm going to back him. I'm going to say none.
Fucking.
It'd be none. Mate, I got great teeth.
All right, how about this? The one closest to the number owes a carton to the team.
Yeah, easy.
All right.
Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Deal. Yeah. And Gabe's got to pay for it.
Well, obviously, he's on the most money here. Yeah. He earns more out of this podcast than anyone.
Yeah, fuck. Now, I reckon you might have a couple, mate, because it's easy to brush, but do you get right back there?
Mate, I brush. I floss on occasion. Fucking, my diet's good. Plenty of water. Not a lot of sugar.
You drink
durries.
I drink durries. A lot of piss
what
and
about
smoke
your durries,
darts.
Though?
Yeah, I do drink piss and smoke darts, though.
That's not going to help it.
Oh, they're just bad for the colour, I think.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it. I don't know. Have you seen the front of, like, fuck.
I think I'm sweet.
You're showing off his teeth if you're listening to this. They look good. They look better fucking, than my teeth.
Fucking right, they look good.
I just have too much coffee, I think, that stains mine.
Fucking hope you do. You just said you have 4 cups a day. That's insane.
So I'll have one when I get up. Immediately when I get up.
Immediately, before you do anything.
I was listening to Andrew.
Have some water. Have some water.
Andrew Huberman said you should wait 45 minutes and drink water before.
Water.
And I said, fuck Andrew.
What is that? Fucking
what is
nerd
idiot?
No.
What is he?
Huberman rules.
You got to, yeah. He's
get some direct sunlight on you. And you're like, no, straight on the phone into a coffee.
Under the phone. And I keep this window down in the office because I don't like to fucking see anyone early in the morning.
Yeah, Huberman suggests direct sunlight and water, and you just go for the polar opposite.
Maybe you're not telling me what to do, Andrew. You don't even know me.
Yeah.
So I have I have my 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and then I'll have like a pre-workout. Not in the morning before I go to the gym.
It's a lot of caffeine.
It is a lot of caffeine, but, you know, it's got to be done.
It doesn't.
I'll argue that it does.
How do you feel after 3 coffees and some pre-workout?
I've got anxiety, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, because we've spoken on this show a few times about your anxiety. I'm starting to see a correlation.
So I did actually, when I first started having mental health problems, thanks, Blue, for bringing that up. When I started having issues with the are you okay, Dave?
What are you talking about it for, you pussy?
Now, I will keep it shut. When I first started having those problems, I did trial off caffeine and all I got was headaches.
Yeah, but that's just for a bit.
I think it's for life.
No, that's just for a bit. And then like 2 weeks or something and then you're fine. No, but withdrawal.
Well, it doesn't sort of – I already – anyway, shut up.
It doesn't – I already
– don't make me change.
I don't want to change. You know what? You don't have to change.
You know what would be nice? A bit of the sheepdog in this.
Sheepdog and coffee?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, we'll have a little nip. I do have to drive. But.
Oh, no. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No. Well, I'm actually – this is something I was going to bring up. Butterfield, the Buttsman, IJB, is going on a diet as of tomorrow morning.
Are ya?
Yeah.
Why?
So I'm 108 kilos at the moment, and I think I should be about 103.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Wouldn't bother.
But I'm a little.
Christmas is around the corner, mate.
Well, that's what I want to cut for. I want to cut for Christmas so I can pig out and not feel like a dog.
Give me that ham.
So I want to drop about 3 kilos. So it's more of a cut than a diet. I want to lean out a little bit because I've got all this bulging muscle, and I just want to. I want to show the world.
Show it off.
I want to show Gabe when I make him come over here early in the morning.
Of course.
Before I have my coffee. So I'm going to go back on the keto diet.
Cool.
I find that works the best for me because it is so restrictive. I don't have any excuses. The answer to every question of do you want one of these is no.
No.
So you don't really have a chance. And I want to put the call out to people on the podcast. Leading up to Christmas, we've got a month and a half.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a month and a half till Christmas. We'll have to have a Christmas show. That'll be great.
We'll have a Christmas show with lots of cigars and whiskey and costumes.
We should do that. Yeah, we should do it outside.
We should do it out the back.
Yep, with a fire.
Yeah. Film it late.
Late.
Let the sun go down.
Late
live
live
some cigars.
Sexy. Yep.
Drink too much. Say some fucked up shit.
What should we do in the afternoon? Because then we'll have light.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm. That'll go back.
Too much coffee. So, yes. I want to challenge the people watching this podcast, listening to this podcast right now, particularly the dudes, because, and ladies, you can do this as well, but I want to focus on the blokes here because I want to have a real, like I want to have an audience that follows me and comes to my shows of people who are there for a long time. Now, I am a capitalist. I want your money for years. I don't want you dying of heart disease. So here's my call out to you. Let's jump on a keto diet, consult your doctor, etc. I don't know what I'm talking about. Jump on a keto diet for the next month and 24 days up to Christmas Eve. Get off it then, all right? Let's see how much we can lose.
What's keto? Just meat and fat.
When you put it like that.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and leafy green vegetables. So for me to give you an example of what I'd eat during a day on a keto diet, this is it, right? Now, you don't have to eat breakfast or lunch. Usually I won't eat until about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Right, that's sort of how I do it, and I train throughout the day and
one
all that
type
of stuff. Yeah, plus a couple of little keto-friendly snacks in the evening. But if you want to eat normally, like at your normal times, for breakfast, bacon and eggs with a bit of cheese on top. Lunch, you could have some chicken with some leafy greens, maybe a bit of a stir fry, maybe some soy sauce. Soy sauce is usually pretty low carb. It's all about bringing the carbs down. You want to have maximum 20 grams per day, maximum of carbs or sugar. Carbs and sugar, exactly the same thing in this sense. We're looking at maximum of 20. So if you, let's say, you know, you go, you open up. Gabe, can I have that jerky, please?
Sounds like not much piss can get drunk.
You can get like pure blondes have 1 gram of carbs in them.
Okay, so you could have 20 pure blondes.
So for example, this is 100 grams of jerky. In the 100 grams of the jerky, the full pack, there's 8 grams of carbs. So you could have 2 packs of these a day and that would be all your carbs gone. But you can find less carby jerky. That's just an example, right? But things like a banana, there's all your carbs gone. So you're not eating fruit, right? You can have strawberries. Strawberries are not too bad. Have a couple of strawberries here or there. Yogurt's a bit iffy, a bit dangerous. Ice cream, nah, right? Chips, nah. Anything with carbohydrates in it, nah, right? So you're not eating potato. You're not eating pumpkin. You're not eating sweet potatoes. You're not eating that type of stuff.
I fucking love roast potatoes.
So do I. But we're talking about a cut here. We're talking about a diet change that's going to help us lose weight. I'm not saying you have to do it, although you probably should.
There's no point because I'm just going to go absolutely ballistic over Christmas.
Yeah, so am I.
So just do it after Christmas.
No, don't do it now.
But you could do all this hard work and then just blow out and then you have to do all the hard work again. Just let yourself go till Christmas and after Christmas.
It's going to be harder.
No, it's not.
It's 1 or 2 days over, 3 days over Christmas that you're going to blow out. So myself and Morgan Brown are going to be doing this diet.
Hey, Morgs. Shout out Morgs.
He's going to be doing the diet.
He's our original producer.
He is.
Who didn't ask for a fucking cent.
When we had no money, Gabe would have come in and try to take me out.
Still
when we
had got no
cash.
Money. In.
He would ask me to put collateral down.
Yeah. Morgs didn't ask for a red fucking cent.
No. He's going to start it because he's put on a couple of extra kgs.
He was driving the trams for a while.
Driving trams. He's lucky he didn't fucking top himself, let alone put on a couple of kilos. what a fucking job. He knows that. That's why he left.
Yeah, that would be tough.
But he's killing it now, working on NBN.
Yeah.
Living the dream. Now, I want you guys to do the same thing. So look up what the keto diet is. Run it for a little bit. You're going to feel a bit shit for the first couple of days because you're not eating carbohydrates, but you'll come good. Now, in the first week, I guarantee you'd lose, if you follow it, 2 to 3 kilos straight away. Boom, that's water weight.
You
gone.
Get bad diarrhea because there's no fiber.
That's what people say.
Yeah, but you're not eating any fiber. All you're eating is protein.
You are eating fiber.
From where?
Leafy greens. Spinach, kale, all that type
I like
of shit.
Oats and beans.
Well, you can't have any oats and beans month and a half. What have you got, Dixon?
Snacks.
Are you Ubering things again?
How
good's Claire? She gets like a fucking $5 smoothie and it's $15 delivery fee.
Jesus Christ.
What have you got, young lady?
Thai milk tea.
Oh, good on you.
Thai milk tea good delivered.
I hope you enjoy it.
I got it to take to the show.
I'm just picking on you. Good on you.
You little cuties.
Fuck, she's such a good merch seller. Oh my God. Dickie.
I saw you were doing a head count of stuff. It looks like some empty boxes from Perth.
Oh, we went over there with seven boxes, come home with one.
Wow.
Dixon was on fire.
Fucking merch whore.
And Jesus. And like half the stuff in that box over there is fucking beard masks that no one wants anymore because we're not made to wear them. COVID's over, so I'm stuck with it fucking
You
things.
Were like, this will never end. Ordered the million of them.
I ordered like 500. I got 200 left. So anyway,
that's all right. Well, hopefully.
Like, maybe money back.
Hopefully there's another pandemic.
Oh, I can only fucking hope. So this all ties in with the new series that we're going to be filming that I haven't named officially, but I've got a working title for it, is where we go to the gym with a celebrity and we train with them. Now, the whole point of this show is to get men back into the gym. I don't dislike the dad bod. I just think dad bod should be stronger. That's the whole point of this thing. Like, have your beers, enjoy yourself, have a good feed, but just be fucking strong.
It's exactly where I'm at.
Great.
I think I've completed whatever this is. I've already completed it.
Good.
Well done. I train and drink.
And that's great.
That's all I want to do.
But there's a lot of dudes out there that just drink.
Now you got to train.
You got to train as
you
well.
You got to earn those stubbies.
Fucking hard. You got to earn it. Otherwise you're just fucking drifting through life doing nothing.
Without being silly, there's nothing I enjoy more than if I know I've got a big piss up on, say on like a Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing I enjoy more than, and I know it's a big one, I'll make sure I have a really, really good week of food. And a really, really good week in the gym. And then on the Saturday, I make sure I train in the morning and have a nice feed. And then I go, righto, I can get on the piss guilt-free. I've earned every, I'm going to treat myself like a toilet,
yep.
But I've earned it. And it's like, because it's that balance thing. And it's like, it's a mental thing as well as a physical thing. But I enjoy myself so much more as opposed to like, if I've eaten shit all week and haven't got off the lounge and then go get on the piss, I'm like, I 100%. Am a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if you at least flog yourself a couple of times in the gym and have some nice food, I'll go and have fucking 100 stubbies completely guilt-free and go, yes, I'm the man.
Yeah, because you can't just keep having. Nah. You've got to give something back. Balance. And that's what the exercise is. Like yesterday, right, I had a fucking giant pizza for dinner. Also because I'm going on this diet, I was like a last hurrah.
But the last supper.
I didn't eat it all throughout the day. I had a couple of lollies at Halloween with the neighbours. We all had a couple of beers at the front.
Spooky.
It was fucking great. God, we've got a good streak.
You love anyway, me, don't you?
I love the neighbours. So I had a couple of beers, a couple of lollies, pizza, but through the day I got I wrote two videos, I filmed two videos, I organized some emails, I mowed the lawn, I trained legs, I ran 5Ks, and then I got to have my pizza.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I earned that. And this is the same with the keto thing. You earn it, you train hard, but you just eat food that isn't as calorically dense as things like, you know, your chips and stuff that you just mung on and you just end up eating too much. And that's how you put chub on, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the whole point of this show, and we're going to film the first one, the pilot episode, if you will, next week, me and you, we've got a guy on board who's going to come along and film it. What's his name? Fucking
Caleb.
Caleb, that's the one, yeah. Sorry. His Instagram name is something different. And I kept saying that before, but it's definitely not it. It's Caleb. Anyway, so Caleb's going to come along. He's going to film. He usually does a lot of weddings and stuff like that and some parties and that. So it's going to be interesting. But he's really confident. He's like, I've got this in the bag. This is going to be really cool. And we're going to go, me and you, we're going to go through our workout. We're going to talk diet. We're going to talk life. We're going to talk everything.
We're going to get deep.
We're going to get deep and meaningful. What should we train?
Well, I reckon you and I probably train pretty differently.
Okay.
Because you run and I don't fucking run.
Yeah, but I run at different times to how I train in the gym.
But like I don't, like you go for 5K run. I couldn't tell you last time I ran 5Ks. So that would be a good one for me.
Well, why don't Because
I like smoking darts as well. So it'd be funny to watch me run 5Ks.
Smoking darts and breaking hearts.
It's like stopping for a durry like midway through.
We could do that. We could do that. But yeah. I think that, let's talk. What type of split do you work when you go to the gym?
Well, I just go to the gym. Shout out Airlock at Katara. But they just have a program that we just do. So like, it'll be like Monday might be like an upper body push day.
Yep.
Tuesday might be like conditioning. Wednesday might be like lower body push day.
Yep.
Thursday might be like boxing. And then Friday might be like fucking arms or like sure. they just split like that. So I just turn up and rip in.
So what I normally run is I run a push-pull leg split 6 days a week. And if I'm on the road training, I'll try and just do like full body stuff. So I'll train every other day when I'm on the road because oftentimes it's hard to get into a gym and whatnot. But the running side of things is more just to burn an extra calories. And I also really like the challenge of running 5 to 10Ks. Like I find it very, very hard.
It's mental.
It is all mental. It is all fucking mental. And I built up to that over a period of time of doing like, you know, I'd do a K for a week, you know, 3 days a week. And then I'd do 2Ks for 3 days and I moved up and up and up and up. And eventually got to 10.
Yeah.
And then I was just doing it.
Yeah.
But what I found was, and this sort of, and this maybe this is true for runners out there, maybe I'm wrong. K or kilometer 4 is just as hard as kilometer 9. But you just keep going.
Yeah. I never made it to 4, so I assume that's correct.
Well, we could do that as well. We could do a run if you wanted
to. We should make me run. That would be fucking funny.
Well, we could do it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Why don't you do one where Isaac runs the show for one and then Bluey, you run the show for another one?
I'll bring you in an air locker.
I'll come in air locker. I'll fuck shit up there.
It's good. It's really good. It's run by the great Mark Hughes. He owns it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. We'll go in there.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do leg wise? Because I can't do squats. My back's fucked.
Pussy. Yeah. I mean, I do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we can do whatever.
I just do the split squats.
Yeah.
Do you those?
Yeah, I can do
split anything. Squats are cunts. They're the hardest exercise, no doubt. Yeah.
No, I'm like 30 now. My knees and ankles are starting to get bad. But
oh, mine are not good.
I'm still very impressive.
I'm very close. Mine are not good at all.
I'm still ridiculously strong too.
How do you go with the chin-ups?
Yeah, I can get a couple of chin-ups out.
Yeah.
Depends on what time of year it is.
Yeah, fucking oath. It
depends
does.
On how much weight you're carrying.
It's amazing how much extra weight really brings your chin-up reps down.
Yeah, it's like having a little weight belt on sometimes. Yeah, a little 5 kilo
maybe
weight
you
belt.
Should put extra weight on to really train your chin-ups.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is going to be a good show and we're sort of throwing around some different names as well. What do you think of lifting steel with Isaac Butterfield?
Sounds pretty gay to me.
You got anything better?
Not, oh, this one's going to sound worse.
Lifting steel?
Yeah.
What is this? Why?
Because one of my mates, Cal Gray, he goes, I'm at the gym lifting steel.
Lifting steel.
Or tossing tin.
Tossing tin. Shifting tin. Yeah. They're for like, that's for big bodybuilder cool dudes though. That's not us.
What the fuck do I call this thing then?
Well, this is aimed at the average man, isn't it?
Average Joes.
Average Joes.
Average butts.
Yeah.
Like average man.
Or just something average.
Average bods?
What about man bod?
Mm.
Rad bod.
hot bloke bods. I can't use bloke because bloke already exists.
Yeah.
Man bod. Get yourself a man bod. Rub me with your man bod.
Lifting steel.
Lifting steel with men.
Yeah. Something gay. Make like the title gay.
But really gay?
Yeah.
Like sucking cocks and doing deadlifts. Squatting on cocks.
Butt sex.
Butt sex.
We'll just call it butt sex.
I like that.
Butt sex appeal.
All right.
Butts sex appeal. All butt right. sex appeal.
I understand. I want to get you out of here so you can get home and get changed and we'll meet you in there.
I'm going like this. This is what I'm wearing.
And you're
going
to wear, you got to wear like pants.
There was people in fucking uncovered footwear last time.
Oh, you can wear thongs. I used to wear thongs every night on stage.
I don't wear pants. I went in there in shorts last week.
Yeah, but you should wear pants on stage.
All right.
Do you want a pair of mine?
No.
What size? I'll go home.
Nah, it's too hot.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off air.
No, we need to get to this now.
Yeah. Pants.
Pants.
Pants and
whatever.
Thongs.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for catching up with us for episode 48.
48.
We're honing in on number 50, getting there for the live show. So remember, it's going to be live only to the people who are there. You guys are going to see it, but you won't see all of it. We'll only show you an hour. We won't be able to show you the sets. We won't be able to show you the fucked up shit. That'll all be on Patreon. So shout out to the Patreon members. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out Cancel Me Now on Spotify, iTunes, and the old fucking, what's the other one? YouTube, but you're watching this now. And check out Bluey, the Daily Blue, and check out Gabe. Do you have an Instagram you want to share or not?
No, we'll leave it for now.
Oh, Bluey.
Man of mystery.
Man of mystery. Well, shout out to Gabe.
Also, because you'll be getting abused after this episode. So.
leave your Gabe abuse in the comment section 100%. Down below. Throw around some numbers of what Gabe should be paid.
Yeah, definitely.
And good on him for taking it on the chin. Because that's all this job is. It's taking it on the chin.
Taking it.
Each and every week. Bluey Nielsen's going to break his stand-up day, his virginity tonight, and I'm fucking excited for him. Let's go check him out. Up the blues. And we'll see you next week. Toodaloo. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.